Ever feel like, I don't know, you're killing it in the gym, but then like carrying groceries up the stairs feels impossible.
It's so true. It's like our workouts forgot about real life.
Right. Like our body should be ready for anything.
Exactly. And that's where functional fitness comes in, which is what we're diving into today.
We've got this guide, and it's less about, bench pressing 1 million pounds and more about like a user manual for your actual life.
Yeah, it's like bridging the gap, between just fitness, like going to the gym, and actual like functional fitness, using your body the way it's meant to be used.
I'm into it already. But okay, for those of us just tuning in, what exactly is functional fitness?
So in a nutshell, it's all about training your body for real life situations. So it's not just about like how much you can lift in the gym, it's how well you move like in your everyday life.
So less about being a gym buff, more about making daily life feel easier. I like it.
Exactly.
You know what really got me in the guide, though? They were saying that, like, even something as simple as sitting down and getting up from a chair, it's basically like a squat.
Right. And it's so true.
Mind blown.
It's amazing when you start looking at these everyday movements, you realize they are like mini workouts.
So it's like not just about like looking good, it's about feeling good too.
Oh, absolutely.
Tell me more.
Okay, we're talking like reduced risk of injuries,
Sign me
better
up.
balance.
Wait, fewer clumsy moments? I'm listening.
Yes, and like feeling more energized, not drained by those, everyday things.
Okay, you had me at reduced risk of injuries, but now this is speaking my language. And this guide was saying too, like, a strong core equals better posture, less back pain. I don't know about you, but my back is already thanking me for this deep dive.
Seriously, it's those everyday things that make all the difference, Like suddenly you're not thinking about your back pain because you've built up that strength.
So how do we actually make this work? Functional fitness, I'm on board, but what do we do?
So the guy talks about some really cool principles, and what's interesting is it's not what you normally hear, the typical fitness advice.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
For example, have you ever heard of training in multiple planes of motion?
I'm gonna be honest, that sounds a little intimidating. Like, am I supposed to be doing squats in four dimensions?
It's not as complicated as it sounds. Think about it like this. A lot of times when we work out, we're moving like forward and back,
Okay, I get that.
like running or lifting weights.
Yeah, big
But
events.
real life, it's not always so straightforward, right?
Definitely not.
We twist, we turn, we bend sideways. It's like we're moving in 3D.
Okay, so you're saying my yoga routine isn't gonna cut it.
Yoga is fantastic, but
Yeah.
like you said, we need to move in all directions. Like if you're pivoting to catch something, reaching for your seatbelt, functional fitness prepares us for all of that.
Okay, so it's like real life ninja training.
You got it.
I can get on board with that. Okay, there's another one. The guide mentioned using unstable surfaces,
Yeah.
and I immediately thought of those times when I try to stand on one leg while brushing my teeth, and I'm like, this close to disaster.
Exactly. It seems so simple, but it works. Those tiny stabilizing muscles, especially in your core. And then suddenly, those things, like even walking down a crowded street, you just feel more stable, more grounded.
Less likely to face plant.
Got it.
Okay, this is making me think about those exercise examples in the guide. They all seem surprisingly relatable.
Right. They are.
Like, take squats, for instance. I always thought of those as like a leg exercise.
Sure, they work your legs, but think about it, they work your entire core.
Hold on. So you're saying, even with a desk job, strong squat game, good for me.
Exactly, it's that foundational strength.
Mind blown. What about farmer's walks? That sounds so
It's
simple.
deceptively simple.
Right, like you're just walking.
But think about it, how often do you carry heavy things? Groceries, a backpack?
A toddler.
Exactly, it all adds up.
Okay, this is amazing. So it's like I'm already doing these things. I just didn't know they were like functional fitness.
And that's the thing, it's about those connections, between movement and our everyday lives.
This is making so much sense. Now, I know we're just scratching the surface here, but is this really for everyone?
That's such a good
Like,
question.
I'm picturing athletes or people who like live at the gym.
Yeah.
Is there space for, the average person?
Absolutely. And that actually brings up a big myth about functional fitness.
Oh, tell me more.
It's not just for elite athletes or like, the elderly.
So the guide's saying that's wrong.
Totally. Here's the thing. Everyone, no matter how old you are or how fit you are, everyone can benefit from moving well.
That's so true.
It's not about being a certain type of person, it's about what your body needs for your life.
That makes a lot of sense. What about the fear of like getting bulky? I mean, I know for me, I think strength training, and I picture like a bodybuilder.
Right. And that's not what we're going for here.
Okay, good.
Functional fitness, it's about functional strength. Moving well, powerfully, but not necessarily about like aesthetics.
So it's more about what my body can do.
Exactly. It's about function over form in that sense.
Love that. Now, I know the guide mentions getting a fitness assessment,
And that'd be great.
but also I know that's not accessible for everyone.
For sure.
So what can people do, like right now, to bring a little bit of that functional fitness into their lives?
Such a good question.
For example, the guide talks a lot about starting with like body weight exercises.
Totally. It makes so much sense, right? It's like you don't start building a house from the roof down. You gotta have that foundation.
Solid ground.
Exactly. Body weight training, it's all about that, building that strong base. So, like, getting that form down, getting control before you even think about adding weights.
So I don't need to go out and buy like a whole gym setup.
Exactly. You've got everything you need right here.
Love that. Affordable and effective. Okay, so this actually ties into something else I was thinking about from the guide. It really emphasizes like quality over quantity.
Oh, 100%. It's not about just like going through the motions, right? It's about being really intentional with every single movement.
So better to like do five really good squats than like 20 kind of A1s.
You got it, because it's in that perfect form. You're beating those like mind muscle connections. You know, you're really training your body to move the way it's supposed to.
So basically, I'm teaching my muscles to work smarter, not harder. Love it. It actually makes me think about something else the guy talked about, this idea of like listening to your body, which I'll be honest, I'm really bad at. Like if I feel a little ache or pain, I'm like, no pain, no gain, push through it. But the guy seems to be saying, like, maybe that's not the best approach.
It's easy to get stuck in that mindset, you know? But functional fitness, it's all about tuning into those
Those
signals.
aches and pains.
Yeah. Like they're not the enemy. Those are just your body's way of communicating with you.
Okay, so how do I get better at like understanding what my body's saying?
Awareness is key. Like really paying attention during your workouts. How does this feel? Where am I holding tension? It can almost be like a moving meditation in a way.
Okay, now you're speaking my language. Moving meditation. I'm in. So this is like mental and physical. I dig it.
Exactly. It's all connected, the mind, the body, the movement. But I know you had some questions about those specific exercises in the guide. Want to dive into those?
Let's do it. I'm particularly curious about squats. I mean, we've mentioned it a bunch, but it seems like such a fundamental movement. And I'm wondering, like, why is it so important?
Think about it like in terms of those everyday movements, like sitting down, getting up from a chair. That's essentially a squat.
It's true. I never thought about it like that.
And it's those muscles that we use all the time. So if they're strong, we just move better.
So it's like a secret weapon against those aches and pains that come with, life. Asking for a friend, of course.
Exactly. And what's cool is there are so many variations. You can start with body weight, and then as you get stronger, you can add weight or resistance bands.
So many squats, so little time.
Right. And it's all about like keeping it interesting, keeping your body guessing.
Love that.
Yeah.
What about lunges? Those seem to pop up in like every workout ever. What makes them so functional?
Lunges are all about lower body strength, power, but also stability. And similar to squats, they really mimic those everyday movements.
Okay, I'm seeing a theme here.
Right. It's about, like, think about walking, climbing stairs. It's all lunges.
It's true. It's like training those muscles to work together, but also independently, which is probably a good thing to avoid, face planting.
Exactly. Like in real life, we're not always walking on perfectly flat surfaces.
Definitely not,
Sure.
Jared.
Lunges, they help us build that stability, that strength, so
Yeah.
that if we have to like quickly change direction or navigate something uneven,
My body's ready.
we're good to go.
I love that. Okay, before we get to farmers walks, which I am very excited to talk about, I do want to touch on like the whole how to do this without hurting myself part of the equation.
Such a good question. And honestly, this is where that gradual progression comes in.
Okay, so taking it slow.
Exactly. Start where you're at. Don't try to go from 0 to 60, you know?
Rome wasn't built in a day. My hamstrings will thank you.
Exactly. It's a journey, you know? It's not a race.
Okay, love that perspective. Okay, bring on the farmer's walk. It sounds so simple. I feel like there's got to be more to it.
Oh my gosh, there's so much more to it. The farmer's walk, it's like the Swiss Army knife of exercises. Full body strength, grip strength.
Grip strength. Okay, tell me more about that because my grip strength is like non-existent.
It's so important. Think about it. How often are you using your hands to carry things, open things, you know, just everyday tasks?
It's true.
And the farmer's walk is amazing for building that up.
Amazing. So for those who are new to the joys of a farmer's walk, what do we do?
So you're basically just holding a weight in each hand. You can use dumbbells, kettlebells, heck, even just some heavy grocery bags will do.
I like it. Practical.
Exactly. And then you just walk. But the key is that posture, shoulders back and down, core engaged, eyes straight ahead.
Got it. So I'm guessing those weights will vary depending on, you know, my fitness level, how much I actually want to be carrying around.
Exactly. Start light. And as you get stronger, you can gradually increase the weight.
Okay. And if I don't have weights, that's fine too, right?
Absolutely. Get creative. Use what you've got around the house.
Love that. Okay, so we've talked about like the basic farmer's walk, but are there ways to like level it up?
Oh, for sure. There are so many variations. You can try a suitcase carry where you just hold the weight in one hand, which is amazing for the core.
Oh.
Or if you're really feeling adventurous, try an overhead carry.
Ooh, okay, that sounds intense.
It is a challenge. Or even you can incorporate lunges while you're doing your farmer's walk.
Okay, I'm sold. So we've got our squats, our lunges, farmer's walks. It seems like these are all things, even if you're new to this whole functional fitness thing, you can do them.
Exactly. And that's what I love about it. It's so adaptable. It's not like you have to do this exercise this way. It's about what works for your body, your goals, your lifestyle.
It's like personalized fitness.
Yeah, exactly. And honestly, that's what makes it so exciting. It's about like rediscovering that joy of movement and really celebrating what your body can do.
Totally. It's like we were so busy trying to like look good, we forgot that exercise can make you feel good too. Like strong,
yeah.
Capable, you know.
Right. Like you can take on the world. And that's really what it's all about. It's not just about aesthetics, you know. It's about feeling good in your own skin, feeling empowered.
Okay. I am here for it. But, you know, one thing I really appreciated about this guide, they talk about how, like, with all the fitness trends and, like, perfect Instagram workouts, it's easy to think there's only one way to do things. But this guide is all about, like, finding what works for you.
Yes. It's so important because, honestly, functional fitness, it's not about fitting into some, like, mold, you know? It's about what does your body need? What are your goals? And even, like, recognizing your limitations.
Yeah, totally. So it's less about like rigid rules and more about like guidelines, finding what feels good at your own pace.
100%. Like experiment, play around with it. If something doesn't feel right, you don't have to do it. It's your journey, you know?
So refreshing. Okay, so for anyone listening who's like just starting out on this whole functional fitness journey, what's one thing you wish you knew when you first started?
Oh, that's a good question. I think just being patient with yourself. Because it is a journey, you know, it's not like a race, just enjoying the process of getting stronger.
Love that. So it's more about like progress, not perfection.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask for help. If you need guidance, if you're not sure, like, where do I even start? Find someone who knows their stuff, you know, a trainer, a physical therapist who can help you figure out like a plan that's right for you.
Like a fitness Sherpa.
Exactly. Guiding you along the way.
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay, as we wrap up this deep dive, what's one small thing people can do, like today, to bring a little bit of functional fitness into their lives?
Ooh, that's a good one. You know, it could be as simple as like taking the stairs instead of the elevator or, you know, parking further away from the store when you go in, even just like being mindful of your posture while you're sitting at your desk.
So it's those little things that can make a big difference over time.
Exactly.
I love it. Well, this has been amazing. I'm walking away feeling so inspired, like ready to, you know, tackle anything.
Me too. And to everyone listening, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Remember, your body is capable of amazing things.
Yes. Now go out there and like move with purpose, move with strength, and move with joy.
I love it.
Until next time, stay curious, stay active.